And now to the announcement that pioneering Democratic politician Dianne Feinstein will not seek re-election in 2024. She's held the seat since 1992, making her the longest-serving female senator ever. She fought for gun control, civil rights, and abortion access for half a century, but faced questions about her capability in office in later years. San Francisco Chronicle senior political writer Joe Garofoli has covered the senator for years and joins us now. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Deepa. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So Feinstein became senator in 1992. Tell us what issues she focused on and her legacy in the Senate.
Well, her signature pieces of legislation involved the 1994 assault weapons ban. It lasted for 10 years. That's something that seems almost impossible to pass these days. And also the Desert Protection Act. We know you're in California, Joshua Tree National Park, 6 million acres of land in the desert. There's some protection there. And then in 2014, she pressed the CIA she helped expose their use of torture during the war and pressed for release of the documentation there, something that President Obama opposed.
You know, she was also one of a very few number of female senators back when she started. Has she spoken about what that was like?
Well, she's been a first in many ways as a woman. She was the first female mayor of San Francisco back in the mid 70s, and one of the first female members of the Board of Supervisors here in San Francisco. Very early in the early 70s, shortly after she was elected, she went to a private club here in San Francisco with another female member of the board. They tried to have lunch, and the people at the club said, "I'm sorry, it's men's day. You can't have lunch here." And she said, okay, you have two choices. You can call the cops and to physically remove me from this place, or you can sit down and serve me lunch. And she was served lunch, and that led to some changes at the club. But she's faced that type of misogyny for years. Even in 1992, the so-called Year of the Woman, she faced a lot of questions, a lot of pundits, not me, I wasn't around then, but said that they were dubious whether two Jewish women, her and Barbara Boxer, could be elected to the Senate from California. And for many years, women had trouble raising money. Funders and party insiders were dubious about whether they could win and whether they could govern. But Feinstein, throughout her career, has shown that she has been tough, and she's been able to win a lot of races.
Yeah, and she really has represented San Francisco and all of California. Though in more recent years, she has come under the spotlight for some cognitive challenges. She's the oldest member of Congress. She's 89 right now. People worry about her cognitive decline, and it's a really sensitive issue, and you covered this. Tell me what people have been saying about her abilities recently.
Last year, my colleague, my former colleague, Tal Copen, and I wrote about Feinstein and some of these concerns. We spoke to several Democratic senators and Democratic House member, former Feinstein staffers, and they were really concerned that her memory lapses were affecting her ability to do her job. And this is something that's been corroborated in other media outlets since. It's sad, actually. You know, for someone who has been so visible for much of her career, many Californians don't see much of Dianne Feinstein. She has been almost invisible over the last several years. She rarely does public events. You know, those who cover Washington might see her passing in the hallways and such, or at a committee hearing. But she rarely does press conferences. She rarely sits down for long interviews. She doesn't do a lot of public events. And so the one thing about her replacement will be they've got to be more visible than she has, because she's been largely invisible.
Yeah. You know, another criticism, Joe, that she has faced is that she's very much an establishment politician. Can you talk more about how she was perceived by other members, more liberal members of the party?
Oh, and that goes back for many years. She was booed at the 1990 California Democratic Convention because she supported the death penalty, which she did up until 2018. She was also, you know, she supported the resolution to go to war in Iraq in 2002. She wasn't even endorsed by the California Democratic Party in 2018. She's always charted a more centrist course, which is something that may go with her when she leaves the Senate, because there's not a whole heck of a lot of centrists left.
Very interesting. Well, thank you for all your reporting, Joe. Joe Garofoli is with the San Francisco Chronicle, and we appreciate you being with us.
Thank you, Deepa.